Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Preston Dennett telling us about a very interesting, striking, personal UFO encounter. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so this thing disappeared, left a tracer of light. It moved so fast. We were both breathless. We kind of just looked at each other. I'm like, did you see that? And she's like, yeah. And I'd say the whole incident lasted maybe 30 seconds, possibly a minute. But we were speechless when Christy and James walked up and saw us just wide-eyed. And we told them what happened. And we stayed there longer. Nothing really showed up. But that is hands down probably my best sighting to date. I've had a number of them over the years. It's become clear to me the Grays or the ETs do know about me. I've gotten some real clear indications of that. But that was absolutely a tremendous sighting.
With all these UFOs reportedly interfering with our affairs locally, where they're contacting people, they're flying all over the place. I mean, if they had something in mind, they could accomplish it easily. If they really wanted us to advance as a civilization, they could do something, but they don't. You hear them proclaiming peace and love, but you talk to the people in Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands of people are dead now. Many more are injured. I don't see any real help. We have natural disasters across the planet. Thousands dead in Morocco due to an earthquake. Flooding. People dying. ET does nothing.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that's a fair statement, because they are intervening. They have a message for people, and they've been repeating it from day one. Whether it's the Grays or human-looking or mantids or what have you, the message has been the same. One is, don't be afraid. We're not here to hurt you. No harm will come to you. You're fine. This is where a lot of people flip out. They end up having missing time. They don't like it. They go through all the trauma. But some get past that immediately or perhaps after a few encounters. And they start getting the real messages, which have always been very consistent. Stop messing around with nuclear weapons. You're in danger of extinguishing yourself. You're polluting your planet. The greed and corruption you're putting out is leading you towards a path of destruction. Stop your warlike ways. Stop chopping down the forests. Stop the pollution. This has been a very consistent message.
But they don't seem to be able to enforce it.
Well, it's not their job. And in fact, there's a lady. We're making our own bed. As every parent knows, you can't tie your shoes for your children. They will never learn. They have to learn. They have to solve their own problems. And that's the message contactees are getting. I interviewed a couple who weren't abducted. Most of the people I talked to don't like that word. They were invited on board, they said. And saw kind of hybrid-looking beings, very much human-like, but did have dark eyes, very pale skin, bald heads. And he was healed of carpal tunnel syndrome and a bad knee. And she asked them, why don't you just come down? You know, you could do a better job than our governments are doing. And they said, we can't do that. We are helping those who help others. And I started getting a lot of cases like that, people getting that message. And when one lady told me she was healed by Grays of a back problem, she contacted me from Norway, heard about my research into UFO healing cases, and wanted to share her story. And her experience was a one-off, which is very unusual because usually this starts early in childhood. And I was curious as to why her. Why is she being helped? Why is she being contacted? And I dug deep questioning her, and finally I asked her what she does for a living. And that's when I had an aha moment. She said, well, please don't use my name. I'm a retired artist, but I'm very active in my community doing animal and human rights. That rang a bell for me because I just interviewed Michael Carter, who works against racism. He was healed. And I thought of John Hunter Gray. He's a social worker, and he had a healing as well. I started looking at other cases of people who had contact, like Betty and Barney Hill were social workers.
Point of order here, Barney Hill was a postal worker, though I suppose you could say delivering the mail is some kind of social service.
I got a lot of cases involving nurses and doctors. There was a case of an inventor who was healed, police officers, people who are doing good work for humanity in some capacity. And that couple from Sedona absolutely fit that bill. She was an herbal healer in her community in Hawaii, very effective. And he was a social worker as well. So that is a pattern of contact that isn't super strong, but it's definitely there. And I think points again towards why the ETs are here and what they're doing. They're intervening to the extent they can, but it's up to us to solve our own problem. They even use the word karma in a number of these cases.
When you say what they can, does that mean that they have a moral edict not to interfere beyond speaking or occasionally healing people, not taking overt action?
Yes, exactly, to a certain extent. I've got several cases where, I mean, people are being healed, so that's overt action. I wrote about this in my book on healing. I've got a chapter of rescues, people who were rescued from car accidents, drownings, assault, floods, I mean, you name it, right down the line. Being lost in the wilderness in a snowstorm, being let out by a UFO.
Why are they being so selective, though? I mean, there are so many people undergoing pain of various kinds around the world. It makes me want to go to another planet real fast because of the way things have deteriorated here. Why do they allow that to happen? If they could heal me, not that they have, nobody's healed me, I'm beyond saving, but they'll heal A, but B, they're not going to heal. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're getting into deep philosophical questions here. You know, why is there suffering on Earth? This is a question that's puzzled philosophers for centuries. Earth is a school. We come here to learn certain lessons. People choose illness from a very high spiritual perspective. This is an idea that's certainly been put forth, that we learn things from the suffering we go through. And they're not about to step in and take away someone's opportunity to learn a difficult lesson that they chose to learn.
I don't think that my late brother-in-law, who died in 2014 of pancreatic cancer, wanted to learn that lesson. I can't believe that.
Every single one of us is going to die. We're immortal beings. This is another thing that they keep telling us. We have abilities we're only beginning to understand. We do not die. We have the ability to remember all of this, past lives. This keeps coming up. And I'll emphasize it again because it's not getting the attention it deserves. There's a very strong spiritual aspect to UFO encounters. People who have contact often go through a mini enlightenment or certainly a psychic awakening. And every single one of us is going to pass on at some point, take on another form, probably come back until we learn our lessons. And it's not their responsibility to heal every person, specifically when they chose to come here to Earth and undergo these lessons. Every one of us, from a high spiritual perspective, this is my belief. You know, I can't prove this, but I've had a lot of astral projection experiences. I've had a lot of psychic events. And this came hand in hand when I started doing UFO research and having my own experiences. And this is what the experiencers are reporting. This is what the ETs are telling them. So this is not speculation. This is coming from firsthand cases.
You mentioned karma. And from my understanding, you can't come and intervene on somebody's life if they have a karmic debt to pay. I mean, you could maybe, you know, ease them along to, you know, show them the correct path, but any kind of interference is just going to add on to that debt.
We are going to have more with Tim And Gene and Preston, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Again, listeners, Preston Dennett is author of Humanoids and High Strangeness, 20 True UFO Encounters. And Tim was making an observation. Go ahead, please.
Before we had to go to our break, I was just saying that there is, if you know, you believe along those lines, and a lot of these cases seem to show this, that there really can't be any intervention if there is karma in play, because that interferes with that destiny, so to speak.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the information that is coming up. I was really surprised to hear that term karma coming out of the ET's mouths, or minds, rather. They're usually telepathic. But that did come up in Wendy's case, actually. She had a car accident in Georgia, which was quite devastating. She nearly died and was under hypnosis. She did recall being pulled from the scene of the accident into a craft and healed. And the ETs told her that she had died in this accident, that wasn't supposed to happen. They would heal her, but they couldn't heal all of her injuries because some of these were karmic. But she chose this. And yeah, that word karma does come up periodically. And we do see this as a concept that's cross-cultural, certainly here on Earth. So to hear that it's going beyond Earth is super interesting to me. And maybe karma is a real phenomena. And this would explain why some people don't get the intervention they're seeking. This is something that has puzzled researchers. I talked to Bud Hopkins about healing cases, because he never wrote about them in his half dozen books that he put out. Not once did he ever mention healing. And I asked him face to face, do you have healing cases? And he said, yes. Yes, we do. And that it turns up regularly. And he's quite encouraged by them, but he's also puzzled. Some of these contactees do have illnesses that are not being healed. And he doesn't know why.
Is this something you could wish for? Be careful what you wish for. You could decide in your heart of hearts, I want ET to contact me and show me the way. Or heal me from my heart disease, whatever. Add it up. Is that possible for people to do?
It does happen. Yeah, it's pretty rare in terms of healing. But making contact, yeah, that's not at all uncommon. In fact, in this latest book, Humanoids and High Strangeness, there's a pilot from Argentina, Hector Sawiak is his name, who in 2015 heard about UFO sightings in his area of San Juan, Argentina, and decided to go out of the city and try to call down a UFO. Was not successful, but that night went to bed and was woken up in the middle of the night by a voice calling his name, a male voice, saying his name over and over. It woke him up. He rushed to the window for some reason, just in time to see a fiery sort of glowing object zip across the sky. He's a commercial pilot, and he was able to identify this as not being a conventional craft and certainly not a meteor. It's too fast for any plane or helicopter, far too slow to be a meteor or shooting star. So your classic UFO. And it was just a short time later, a couple of weeks, where he was in bed and the room filled with light. And there were two beings standing in his doorway. One was 6 feet tall, the other 5.5 feet. These were sort of human looking, but not human. They did have pale skin. They were wearing blue jumpsuits with red belts, red collars, and red cuffs. And one of them, he became very frightened until one of them said, have no fear, we are not here to hurt you, no harm will come to you. He says at that point, he says he felt a love like never before. That's a direct quote. He says this was a kind of all-encompassing love that went far beyond anything he's felt before, even with his spouse, his child. And one of these beings walked right up to him, cradled his head in its arms. He's crying at this point. And this being said, we have come to heal you. Now, Hector wasn't ill. He's very fit, all into sports, has a great diet. So this puzzles him. But this being pulls out this little pill, triangular shaped, brown in color, and hands it to him and instructs him to eat it, which he did. He said it was quite bitter. But he swallowed it down, passed out, woke up in the morning, wondering if this is all real. But his pillow was soaked with his tears. He could feel the dried tears on his face. And his stomach was very nauseous. But yeah, strange case. He went looking for UFOs. He had an encounter. He has no history of encounters. Didn't really think about UFOs much at all until he heard about sightings in his area. So yeah, be careful what you ask for, because you might get it.
It just seems pretty peculiar to me that millions of people across this planet are interacting with some sort of alien race, and the logistics would be almost impossible. As I said, they'd have to have millions of spaceships running around the globe, mostly undiscovered, engaging in all this stuff. And I wonder if this is all happening in the quantities we talk about. Maybe they are all interacting with some kind of external force or internal force, for that matter, that is causing them to think it's ET.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why people want to try to figure out what's going on here, and is it ET or isn't it? I think we have to just take a step back, throw out our beliefs about what this may or may not be or what we think it is, and just look at the facts and let the evidence speak for itself. And the fact is, people all over the world are having these encounters. They're very consistent. People are seeing humanoids. And in case after case, people are not. Well, here's another case in the book. A little boy from France was 4 years old, had an encounter where he's pulled on board a craft, physically examined, shown a green planet, told it was his home, couldn't see the humanoids very well, but described the interior of the UFO, as we often hear, with rounded walls, it all being formed out of like one piece, like molded together, no seams, no corners, and woke up in the morning, and his mom came into the room and asked him, "Where were you last night? You were not in your room. I searched the whole house. Where were you?" And he told her, and her message to him was interesting because she absolutely believed him, didn't bat an eye, and said, "You need to do two things. One, never forget what happened. Two, never talk to this about anyone because they will not believe you." But the point is, where was he? If this is a psychological phenomena, what kind of psychological phenomena can cause a person to disappear?
We got a lot more to talk about and a lot of strange mysteries to encounter. Preston Dennett, who's been doing it for a long time and has had a number of experiences. We have Tim Swartz, we have Gene Steinberg, and I can tell you I've had very few experiences. E.T. doesn't like me. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. GOP lawmakers working through the weekend in the hopes of avoiding a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Mexico has reached an agreement with the U.S. to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border. A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Embattled Democratic lawmaker Bob Menendez facing competition for his Senate seat already. Congressman Andy Kim challenging Menendez to represent New Jersey in the U.S. Senate. Last week, Menendez was indicted on federal bribery charges and has been called on to resign. Menendez, however, says he will not step down. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Or maybe ET knows that they need to stay away when they see me. I'm not denying here, when I ask you these questions, Preston, that people aren't experiencing something. I'm wondering if what they see is what's really there, or again, it's being interpreted in the cultural sense. We live in a world where we think about spaceships, we have limited space programs, we have all the sci-fi, so when something strange happens, that's the way it's presented. Or those responsible present it to them that way, because they reach the public more readily. Maybe 500 years ago, it would be leprechauns.
Yeah, well, one lady I talked to in Maine had, you know, the whole hybrid baby phenomenon going on. Years later, this gray human-looking shows up and says, "I'm your son, and I've got a message for you," and gave her all this information, telling her, like, "You need to tell people about us. It's time people know. You need to tell people to stop putting out the greed and negativity that they're putting out, or they're going to destroy their planet like we did." They told her, if people should start disappearing from this planet, it's being done by us for the universal good. They told her that Hurricane Katrina was nothing compared to what's coming up. I mean, they were giving her all kinds of information. And at one point told her, "Who you thought were angels was us." So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible we'll have a different interpretation in the future. I don't know what it would be. People are pointing towards this being some sort of phenomenon that's putting on different masks. I think that's reaching. I don't see any good evidence to support that theory. What is the mechanics behind it? You know, how would this form? If that's true, our beliefs should be producing a huge variety of phenomena, not just humanoids. I don't fully understand the resistance to the idea that we're not alone, that there are other people out there, because it seems like a perfectly logical explanation and one that is supported, again, by the evidence itself. So, I mean, that's where I'm at now. This is my assessment. Having talked to a lot of contactees, the vast majority thinks this is aliens, extraterrestrials, people like us.
Well, going back to something that Gene had asked about all of these different events happening, you know, all over the world, possibly millions of people, and how could that be possible? It just always makes me think that with a lot of these cases, and some one-off ones as well, there's often the remark about how we don't understand time, that we're not seeing time correctly, and that they operate on a completely different level, possibly even outside of space-time as we think about it. And if you look at it in that way, I could see how it could be possible that these beings have been able to interact with people throughout the centuries and in multiple different occasions and situations, because they are not confined to time like we are.
Yeah, I mean, there's strong indications of that for sure. I have case after case after case of people who are having an encounter. Well, here's a guy who is from, what do you call it? The Midwest. I forget, the Ozarks, that's right. And he's a chiropractor, was out with his family. They were a farm family. A UFO showed up. Everyone's running around looking at it, you know, going into hysterics. It's very close. This is a classic silver saucer. So he runs into the house to get his rifle, not to shoot at this thing, but because it has a scope on it, where he's going to be able to get a real close-up view. Comes outside with his rifle, looks at this object. It's still there, hovering right above a tree. Lifts the scope up to look at it and can't find it. Brings the scope down and looks over at his dad, who's holding a bucket filled with milk, and it's splashing over, but it's frozen in place. His mom is frozen in place. Everybody's frozen. But he's not. I mean, the trees, the leaves are frozen, the birds in the sky. And he turns and looks down his driveway, and this craft has landed on the ground, and there's three grays coming out, walking towards him, and they're not frozen either. So I'm not sure what's going on here, other than that he is, as you say, pulled out of the time stream somehow. Because I have case after case of this exact detail, where nothing is moving except the contactee and the ETs as they're being pulled on board a craft. And having talked to Dolly Safran, who you guys talked to previously, she describes this as well. She'll be pulled on board and put right back to just a few minutes after she was taken, but have a 2-3-4 hour long experience, or even longer than that in some instances. So yeah, they're doing things with time that we don't even begin to understand, and for that matter, can take people into the past to watch events or predict the future, certainly, at least to a certain degree. So yeah, time, I don't think we fully understand what it is. I suspect it's a feature of the three-dimensional world that we live in, that it appears sequential, a series of events, whereas from another perspective, it's more like a landscape that they can look down upon. I don't know. This is a forefront of research that is poorly understood, and why I think research into this subject is so important.
There's a movie out there called Arrival. Came out a few years ago, where Amy Adams plays a linguist, and you have these advanced beings land here, and ends up that they communicate across time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a difficult concept to convey in a movie, but that's the message.
Yeah, I saw the movie. I wasn't thrilled the first time I saw it, but it was okay. The second time I thought, you know, actually liked it, because I wasn't sure what direction it was going to go in. But yeah, I thought it was a pretty interesting movie. I don't think it's an accurate portrayal of what E.T. Contact is like. Still,
well, it's sci-fi. Favorite. What do you expect?
I want an accurate movie. It's not that much to ask. I liked Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but that was really just the surface of it. It didn't really get into what it's like to be taken on board. Till this day, I think one of my favorite movies is The UFO Incident, which is the Betty and Barney Hill story, which I understand is being remade. So I'm interested to see how that comes out. Yeah, this subject is not being portrayed accurately in the movies, and for that matter, in a lot of these reality TV shows. It's very fear-based, and I don't think that that's truthful. Yes, it can be scary, but I don't have cases where ETs are purposefully torturing people or they're acting sadistically like we so often do to each other. I had one lady, she asked the ETs flat out, "Are you here to take over our planet?" And this little gray, who called himself Sen, said no. He kind of laughed and said, "No, we have no interest in your planet. You guys are far too violent. Your planet is way too crowded. It's far too polluted, and we have access to many worlds, so we have no need of taking over your planet, but we are interested in your genetics. We are interested in how you are emotional beings," and basically along those lines explained why she was being contacted. But yeah, they said, "No, we have no designs to take over."
So we would not be worth it. E.T. doesn't want to take us over because we aren't worth the effort. It's not like in The Day the Earth Stood Still where Klaatu says to the Earth scientists, "Get your acts together," in so many words. "Get your acts together or we'll take you out." Day the Earth Stood Still. That's the thing that the contactees influenced by that movie didn't want to mention. They want their E.T.s to be warm and fuzzy ETs as opposed to ETs that could enforce their sticks. Tim, Gene, Preston, one more segment for our main show. You're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out TheParacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Preston Dennett is here. He has written a number of fascinating UFO books over the years. Currently, Humanoids and High Strangeness, 20 True UFO Encounters. Now, when we talk of evidence, Preston, obviously we have the anecdotal testimony. People report experiences. As you mentioned, in a specific case, someone disappeared for a time. We don't know where they went except their memories of it. Is there physical evidence, other than maybe possible implants that are debatable, physical evidence of any of this going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the implant evidence is quite strong in some of these cases. I did have a case involving a lady from Indiana who took her son to the dentist, age 14, and the dentist called her into the office quite concerned and pointed to an x-ray and asked her, what is this object under his tooth? Did he shoot himself in the mouth with a BB gun? Which her son denied, of course, to the dentist. I won't use her real name, I call her Nancy. She says, no, that never happened. And looking at the x-ray, you could see this round, sort of BB-like object. It's bigger than a BB, actually, but it's under his back lower molar tooth, like right underneath it. There's no entry wound. The tooth is asymptomatic. It was freaking the dentist out. So she got a hold of the x-rays and tried to figure out what this could possibly be, going online and looking. And the only thing that kept coming up was alien implant. They went back to the dentist. It was still there. She had multiple x-rays at this point, which she finally found me, sent me the x-rays. Of course, the first thing I did was interview her extensively, asking if there's some sort of UFO history and what happened, which she denied. And she said her son, who did not want to talk to me, he's 14, said, no, no UFOs. Okay, this is curious because normally it's quite overt, you know, a UFO presence. When someone's reporting an implant like this, I did take these x-rays and sent one to a family physician, a medical doctor who's also a MUFON field investigator, and he diagnosed it as a foreign body, metallic, not natural. I sent the x-ray to another emergency physician, also a UFO researcher. He said the same thing. This could not be natural. This is likely metallic. Both asked if the son had a history of UFOs or shooting himself in the mouth, which, of course, no, that's not the case. But I was talking to her again and asking her again, you sure your son has never seen a UFO? And he was in the room while I'm on the phone with her. And she's like, no, no. I'm like, well, ask him again. I don't understand this. I can't point to this being an ET implant unless you can relate something along these lines. And she asked him again, and he said, well, Mom, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to scare you, but yeah, before this appeared, we were walking outside. These blue and yellow lights were way up in the sky, dropped down, started flashing multicolored lights over him and his friend, and it was within a few hundred feet. And I've come to realize when someone has that close of a sighting, this is an indication of direct contact. And that is when this implant appeared. It wasn't in previous x-rays. It was just a short time later that Grace walked right in. She had a fully conscious encounter with them, saw them working on her son, was told by them, you know, everything's okay. You don't need to worry. Your son is fine. You're fine. But you needed to know this. So it's a good case because they have the x-rays themselves. Yeah, that's good evidence of an alien implant.
Has anybody that you've ever worked with made any effort to have these implants removed, kind of like along the lines of what the late Dr. Lear was doing?
Yes, certainly. Not in that case. In fact, the son went to have his wisdom teeth removed, and the surgeon saw the x-rays and offered to take it out, but the kid said no, he does not want his implant removed. And I'm kind of glad he said that, because from what I understand, I think there are good reasons for these implants. I did talk to a lady who worked with Dr. Roger Lear. I interviewed her. She had experiences involving multiple people. It was a major shared onboard experience on Coronado Island, where some 8 or 10 people had an experience on the same night in the same area. And she had an implant appear during that event and had it removed. This was studied by Dr. Roger Lear, who wrote about it in his book, The Aliens and the Scalpel, and it showed some unusual properties for sure. There was no foreign body reaction, which is really unusual. You know, something that is a foreign body. It was composed of a metal that was most akin to meteoritic iron, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because how does a meteor get inside of your body? Her implant matched in appearance several others, identical. And I know some of the implants he removed were magnetic. There was at least 2 which apparently gave off some sort of electromagnetic signal. So some really good evidence in terms of implants. I think that's honestly the smoking gun. But having talked to a number of contactees who asked the ETs flat out, what's the purpose for these implants? I was amazed to hear them say the same things. It was usually something to do with health, to measure the levels of pollution in a person's body, to monitor their vitals, to boost their immune system, something along these lines. And that came up at least a half dozen times. And I know of many other cases in the literature where that's come up as well. So that is directly from the ETs themselves. It's not speculation like many people have said, saying, oh, this is to track us. Well, that's your speculation, because that's what we do to animals, or mind control. But that's not what the ETs themselves are saying.
Well, and plus, a lot of times when attempts are made to remove these things, they're very good at evading the scalpel.
Yeah, well, in fact, in this 14-year-old case, you know, after having this encounter with the Grays, they had a dental appointment 2 weeks later, and they're wondering, well, I wonder if this implant's still going to be there. And it was. And the dentist was amazed, because this was a different dentist at this point. It was the same practice, but a different dentist. And so her insurance pays for 2 x-rays. He took a second x-ray. This darn implant was gone. She sent me the x-ray again. It was 30 seconds later. And the dentist said, you know what? I'm going to give you another x-ray for free, because this is really confusing. They knew the x-ray machine worked. It had been in constant use. They took a third x-ray. Of course, it came back at this point. It so upset some of the technicians, or one of them certainly, she had to leave the office and go home. I mean, she was out of her mind with this being absolutely confronted with undeniable evidence of ET intervention.
Well, maybe ET's playing a game of hide and seek with its implants.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like sometimes they just do this on purpose and want people to know, because, I mean, there's a case in the book where these 2 boys were being visited by little blue beings, And get this. You know, they'd both wake up wrapped up like burritos in their bed sheets. Why would they do that? I have cases of several cases of ETs doing this. I think they're doing it on purpose. Calling card.
Hey there, Preston Dennett. Tell our listeners, if they want to know more about what you do, where do they check you out?
I'm pretty easy to find on social media. I do have a YouTube channel. I have a website. Just punch my name in. It should take you there. Easy to reach on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My books are available at online retailers like Barnes & Noble or Amazon. And, of course, bookstores.
Of course, you go to conspiracyjournal.com to see what Tim Swartz is up to. And he's always up to something. We are known as the Paracast on Threads. X, formerly Twitter. Still can't get over that one. Why call it X? And, of course, Facebook. You can get branded merchandise for listeners of the show with different logos if you go to theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. Check out our merch collection, okay? We also offer the Paracast Plus, where we give you the show free of the network ads, better audio quality, and the exclusive bonus after the Paracast podcast, where Preston Dennett will be back for more discussions, okay? So you can get that by signing up at theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, to save 20% on 5-year and lifetime memberships. Theparacast.plus. Preston Dennett, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Hey, it's been a delight and an honor. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.